Welcome to the Mean Mean Banana Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Granominico, a vegan blogger and plant-based nutritionist. Going vegan was the best decision I ever made for my health and happiness, and it's now my goal to share what I've learned about this amazing lifestyle with as many people as possible. I want to help you see that you deserve to prioritize your health and happiness, and that we can all do that in a way that doesn't hurt innocent animals. We'll chat about all things veganism, plant-based nutrition, health, and wellness so that you can take what works for you and confidently live your happiest, healthiest, best life. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast, episode 22. I am so excited about today's topic. I mean, I'm always excited about the topic, let's be honest, but this week especially, I'm excited to talk to you guys about lifting. I hope you're all having an amazing week so far, and yeah, I will just get right into my pit and peak for this week so that we can get talking about weight training. So my pit for this week is, I feel like this has been my pit several times, but I'm just frustrated with the whole house process. If you're a new listener, I'm in the process of moving. So we were trying to sell our house and we had to list it in December, which like is not an ideal time to sell a house just because of the holidays and even just like the winter in general. But it's going to work out. It'll be fine. We have a few more showings this week, so hopefully someone likes it and we're able to sell it so that we can get up to Detroit, which is where we are moving for my husband's job that he starts in May. So yeah, I know it'll happen. Just getting a little bit impatient. And then peak for this week is Joe is done with his job here in Toledo until we move and he starts his new job in May. So now he is at home, which is so fun. He's still in grad school until the end of April when he graduates though. So we both work during the day, but it's just so nice to have him home and like around and to have the evenings free. Whereas before he had to do homework in the evenings for grad school because he was at work all day. So yeah, it's just so great to have him here and walk the dogs together during the day when we need a break. And eat lunch together and all that. So yeah, I just feel really grateful that we are able to get this time before he starts his new job, which is probably going to be really busy, especially at first. Also, completely unrelated to that, another peak of this week was I was finally able to download Ariana Grande's new album, and it is Hot Fire Flames, y'all. It is so good. I love her so much. If you're a fan, or even if you're not, definitely check it out. It is so good. Okay, so today we are going to talk all about lifting, how to gain muscle mass to get that lean, toned physique that a lot of us are after, or at least that I'm after, and it seems a lot of you guys are too, just based on some questions I get. So today we're going to talk about it. I'm learning so much more in depth about this for my personal trainer certification too. So I've got it on the brain a lot and I really love talking about it. So there are several important components when you are wanting to change your overall physique, and those are obviously diet and training. I'm going to talk about both of those and how you may need to kind of tweak things if you're wanting to, you know, lean out and get some muscle definition, and I'll also talk about some other lifestyle things just briefly that may help speed up your progress in the gym. I do want to say though, I realize that not everybody wants to like change their body, and if you're happy with your body right now, that is incredible and don't you change, girl, but this is just for those of you who are interested in starting lifting, or maybe you're already started and just want to learn and adjust things a bit more to keep your progress going. This is definitely my favorite kind of training, so I'm going to talk about it and I hope it helps encourage you guys to kind of keep going with it if you already are, or to get started if you haven't yet. I realize that not everybody's goal is going to be the same, and today we're primarily talking about the goal of body recomposition, so getting kind of a nice, lean, toned physique, and if that isn't your goal, then again, that's totally fine. You can take this advice and adapt it to your own goals and needs. So to start, I'm just going to give a little quick kind of intro on like why somebody would even want to start lifting weights in the first place. So basically, weight training, also called resistance training, when it's done safely, is extremely beneficial for health. If you think about it, every day we go through so many physical motions, whether it's walking or bending down to pick stuff up, whatever. Literally any bodily motion involves muscle contractions. Our muscles respond to the stimulus that we provide them. So when we go to the gym and lift weights, we're providing stress, and our muscles respond to that stress by getting even stronger. On the flip side of that, if you don't regularly put your muscles under some stress, they're going to respond by getting weaker. So yeah, even just for activities of daily living is what they call things like, you know, bending down to pick stuff up, putting something up on a shelf, things like that. Weight training can make life a lot more physically easy and manageable. The main outcome of regular weight training is an increase in muscle fiber size and contractile strength. Other outcomes are things like increased tendon and ligament strength. Tendons are what attach your muscles to bones, and ligaments attach bone to bone, like at joints. And lifting also increases your bone mineral density. So all these things are going to positively impact our entire musculoskeletal system. And obviously that's going to help us with any sports or workout performance too. And finally, from a vanity perspective, it's going to help us get a toned and defined look if our muscles are stronger and more prominent. And finally, muscle is more metabolically active than fat. As you increase your lean body mass, which includes muscles and then things like bones, blood, skin, organs, connective tissues, things like that, you're going to burn more calories naturally just at rest, whereas fat requires less metabolic activity. So your resting metabolic rate is going to be lower. You'll burn fewer calories throughout the day if you have a higher body fat percentage than if you build some muscle mass. This is how people that lift regularly can actually eat more food and not gain weight, because their body becomes more efficient and metabolically active. So definitely a nice perk there. Like, who doesn't want to eat more food? But I'm not going to get too deep into that today. Just kind of a background as far as why you might want to consider starting a weight training routine. So now let's get into diet, and we'll dig deeper into how to weight train as well. Okay, so first let's talk about food. When it comes to goals of gaining muscle and kind of leaning out, and when I say gaining muscle for the purpose of this episode, I don't mean like massive growth and getting huge. I mean, you know, body recomposition. So losing some fat and gaining some muscle mass so that they're more defined. So for diet, I think it's common knowledge now that protein is a necessity. Basically, protein facilitates muscle repair. So when you train at the gym, you're essentially tearing down your muscles, actually causing little micro tears and trauma. Then after a workout, when you consume protein, that helps the muscles repair, and this is when they adapt and grow even stronger than before you worked out. Healthy carbohydrates are also critical, in my opinion, because they're going to help fuel your body to be able to train hard enough to make good progress. But overall, if you're just starting out, you need to make sure you're getting enough protein. In general, on a plant-based diet, it is not hard to get enough protein. But if you have these specific goals for muscle growth, you might need to up how much protein you're eating just a little bit, depending on where you're starting from. I shoot for around 20% of my calories coming from protein. I think I talked about this in another episode, but I find that a rough macro split of like 60% carbs, 20% protein, and 20% fat is kind of widely recommended for muscle building. This doesn't have to be like obsessively tracked. You guys know I never recommend getting too deep into like the numbers when it comes to things like this, but I do recommend trying to get some sort of protein source in with each meal, whether it's something like protein powder or beans and legumes, tofu, tempeh, a bean-based pasta, something like that. And that will kind of ensure that you are getting, you know, roughly 20% of your calories from protein. So for example, what this might look like, a day of eating for me lately has been protein oats that I eat right after I train. I use Vivo Life protein powder. It tastes really good and it's just really convenient, and the ingredients are really high quality. Then at lunch, I have chickpea cereal, which sounds odd. And if you follow me on Instagram, you've seen it. But basically, I eat chickpeas sprinkled with some protein powder. And the protein powder here is mostly for flavor because chickpeas have protein. It just tastes good. But then I add a little bit of almond milk and I have a few rice cakes or like corn puffs on the side for some crunch. My lunches are really simple, you guys. I don't like lunch that much, to be honest. I'm always like indecisive about what I want. So I usually just have something smaller and quick, and breakfast and dinner are my bigger meals. But anyways, then at dinner, it might be a baked sweet potato, which isn't super high in protein, but usually I alternate that lately with a tempeh stir fry or some bean-based pasta on other nights of the week, just depending on what I'm feeling. So yeah, the bottom line here is to make sure that you're getting enough protein. If you're incorporating some type of each meal, you're probably good. Using protein powder is definitely fine. Just get a brand with healthy, recognizable ingredients. And obviously, whole food sources of protein are great. So things like tempeh, tofu, beans. And like I said, another perk to eating more protein is you'll probably find yourself feeling more satisfied overall, which means you'll feel less likely to need to snack and less potential for overeating when maybe you didn't need those extra calories, if that makes sense. While we're on the topic of diet, I do want to touch on calories. So basically, to grow your muscles, you need to be in a caloric surplus, which is eating more than you burn. So that's like if you really want to put on muscle mass. But if you're just looking for body recomposition, again, to lose some fat so you get that nice muscle definition to show, I'd recommend eating like at your maintenance calories or maybe like a tiny deficit, like 100 or 200 calories, nothing crazy. Because you do need to make sure you aren't in a severe deficit. Otherwise, your muscles are not going to have room to grow and thrive. And this also leads to things like fatigue and hormonal issues and all kinds of things you don't want. So make sure you're eating enough, not so much that you're eating way over your maintenance and gaining weight, which is not going to help you progress toward your goal, but not too little that your body isn't going to prioritize building any muscle. So yeah, eat enough and throw in some extra cardio if you do want to create a slight deficit. Okay, so that brings us to training. Of course, if you're looking to gain muscle, you gotta work those muscles, girl, to get them popping. To stimulate muscle hypertrophy or muscle growth, you gotta lift heavy weights. Oftentimes, girls say that they're afraid of getting bulky or big from lifting weights, but like physically and just anatomically speaking, that's not really possible. Women don't have as much testosterone or growth hormone as men, so it's really not possible for us to get huge like guys. So let's just stop with that misconception right here. And by lifting heavy, I don't mean like hundreds of pounds on barbells. I just mean really pushing and challenging yourself. So that might be 5 pounds for someone if that's really hard. It might be 15 pounds for someone else, depending on the exercise. But yeah, put those 2 pound dumbbells down and really go for it, because lifting heavy weights and challenging yourself in the gym is going to be a huge part of getting a balanced, lean, toned shape to your body. Muscles respond to the applied stress and challenge you put on them. So again, if you're only lifting 2 pounds each week, they're going to adapt to that and they won't improve or get stronger. So when it comes to a workout split, I recommend starting from where you are right now. This will look different for beginners and someone who's already pretty fit or in a consistent workout routine. So if you're someone who currently does very little activity, maybe you want to start by going to the gym 3 days a week. Whereas if you're more advanced and you're already working out on a regular basis, you might be ready for a 6-day split. Once you decide how many sessions you're going to train each week, then you need to figure out which body parts you're going to train on each day. Planning ahead is crucial, you guys. If you're serious about like making gains and progress in the gym, you can't just go in and wing it and expect results. So workout split just refers to how you split up the body parts that you are training. For me personally, I love a push-pull leg split. Push refers to muscles that you use for pushing motions. So on a push day, I'm working things like chest, shoulder, and tricep muscles. Pull day is back and biceps, and obviously legs is all your leg muscles, glutes, that kind of stuff. So I personally would do push on like Monday and Thursday, pull on Tuesday and Friday, and legs on Wednesday and Saturday. So it just follows that pattern of push, pull, legs. Your workout split and what muscles you train on whatever day is definitely a matter of personal preference. I know a lot of people also follow push-pull legs, while others do like shoulders on one day and then all arms the next day or all back on one day, whatever. I highly recommend just playing around and seeing what feels best for you and what you like the best. But I do think that hitting each body part twice a week is optimal, especially if you're already pretty fit, which is why I love push-pull legs. This gives me the most room to challenge the muscles multiple times a week, but it also gives them 2 days in between each workout to recover before the next time that you're going to lift those muscles. I also want to talk real quick about what a specific day would look like in terms of how to structure one workout. Basically, I recommend incorporating like 2 or 3 compound movements. Basically, these are lifts that target bigger muscles or even use your whole body. And then I recommend doing isolation exercises after that. So compound movements are lifts like squats, bench press, pull-ups, things like that that use a lot of muscles in your body. I recommend doing those big compound movements at the beginning of your training since they're the most demanding, and then moving on to the isolation exercises after. So for example, if it was a pull day, I'm doing back and biceps, I might start with pull-ups and then bent over barbell rows, and then move on to things like bicep curls, lat pull downs, things like that. Or on leg day, for example, I start with squats and then do hip thrusts, and then I move on to things like hamstring curls or leg extension. If the gym is super busy and you can't do your compound lifts first one day, it's not a huge deal. You're still going to make progress. But overall, the majority of the time, I do recommend prioritizing those bigger compound movements first and then doing isolation stuff toward the middle and end of your workout. The most important component of your training when you are building muscle is the concept of progressive overload. Progressive overload basically just means you're continuing to increase the load and challenge of your training gradually, which keeps your muscles and body adapting. Progressive overload can be applied in a few different ways. Pretty much each week, or maybe every other week, you want to increase the load of your lifting in some way. So for example, say this week I squat 100 pounds for 3 sets of 12 reps. The next week I might increase that weight to 110 pounds, but do 3 sets of 10 reps. So I increase my weight, but I don't want to go too crazy and hurt myself, so I drop the reps a bit. The next week, I might increase the reps to 12 if I'm feeling good. So progressive overload is not increasing the weight by like 20 pounds each week. That's not safe, but it's either increasing the weight or increasing the reps or maybe even increasing the sets. I usually alternate. So like 1 week, I increase the weight and drop the reps. And then the next week, I might increase the reps with that same weight and so on. It sounds confusing, but I'm hoping that this is making sense. It really is a simple concept. I do recommend keeping track of the reps and weight that you use just to track your progress and see how much stronger you're getting over time. It's really encouraging, especially when you just start out. I actually use this really great app. I'll put the name in the show notes. It's called Fit Notes. It took me a bit to get used to it, so I guess it's not that great. It's not super user friendly, but now that I've played around and kind of figured it out, I absolutely love it. So it lets you put in your workouts for multiple days. So I put in my lifts for Monday through Saturday. I know exactly what exercises and lifts I'm doing for that full workout. And I can also see how many sets, reps, and what weight I used the week before. So that the next week when I go back to that lift, I can decide how I'm feeling that day and what type of progressive overload I might add, whether it's weight or reps. So yeah, that app again is called Fit Notes. I highly recommend it. It also has a rest timer, which is so nice. So many people, you guys, waste so much time at the gym just like walking around and talking or scrolling on their phone. But time under tension when you're lifting is so important. You're not going to progress if you're taking like 5 minutes in between each set. But before I move on from progressive overload, I do want to say that yes, there may be workouts or even whole weeks where you just feel like, damn, like I cannot increase my reps or my weight this week, and that's fine. Life happens, and for whatever reason, maybe you didn't sleep well that week, or maybe you just got a lot going on and you're stressed, or you're not as on point with your nutrition. It's okay. Never compromise safe form just to increase your overload. Always pay attention to how you're feeling. And if you've had an off workout, don't be hard on yourself. You still went and did something. Something is always better than nothing. And the next week, you'll probably be ready to go up and up that weight. I also want to kind of just really touch on this myth that I feel like is kind of dying, which is good, but it's that myth that you should use low weight for tons of reps to get toned and heavy weights to get like massively buff, which isn't really true. So muscle hypertrophy is what we want, which just means like the physiological process of muscle fiber growth. This comes from strength training with not huge rest periods and a rep range of 8 to 12. This has been shown to be effective for muscle growth, whereas someone who's just trying to lift like as heavy as possible and really grow would be in the lower rep range, like 4 to 6. So most people are going to fall into this 3 or 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps for each exercise, with your rest period in between sets being like 30 to 60 seconds max. So for example, I would do 10 squats, rest for 1 minute, do my second set of 10 squats, rest for 1 minute, do my last set of 10 squats, rest for 1 minute, and then move on to my next lift. While we're on the topic of reps, I really just want to stress the importance that when you get to your last few reps, it should be hard. Like you shouldn't be able to do 2 more reps with good form by the time that you're finished. If you aren't making ugly faces or weird noises by your last few reps, you got to up that weight, girl. Remember, you have to challenge your muscles to get them to grow and to show. Okay, so last thing I want to talk about when it comes to training is cardio. You can do all the cardio you want and you might be at an ideal body weight, but often this leads to people just being thin, or like you probably heard the term skinny fat when you're like very thin, but you don't have muscle mass, which in my opinion isn't the look I'm after, but it's also not healthy because as I mentioned at the beginning, having healthy, strong, flexible muscles is important for general health and daily activity, especially as we age. If you're looking to reshape your body and get some muscle definition, weight training is obviously king. I want to say queen instead. Weight training is queen, but cardio still plays a role for sure. Cardio is great for heart health, so we aren't going to cut it out completely. It's important not to overdo it though. If you lift and then get on the treadmill and run at a steady state for an hour, which, you know, you shouldn't be able to do if you're pushing yourself hard during your lift, but if you did that, it's likely your body is going to prioritize that movement and break down some muscle to give you energy for that run. So there are two types of cardio: LISS, which stands for low intensity steady state. So think like walking or jogging at a constant steady pace. Then there's HIIT, or high intensity interval training. So for HIIT, you're only going to do it for 15 to 20 minutes and you're alternating between short bursts of super high or like max effort and then rest. So this can be done in tons of different ways, from bodyweight circuits. I have a few of those posted on my Instagram that incorporate things like jump squats, high knees, mountain climbers to get your heart rate up, or they can use machines like you could do treadmill sprints, or I've seen Stairmaster HIIT workouts, or you could use the bike, which I really love and use a lot at my gym, you know, whatever you feel like. Basically, HIIT is a concept and you can do it in lots of different ways. For the purpose of body recomposition, I definitely recommend using HIIT as your primary form of cardio. It is great for blasting fat. It's short and sweet, and you're definitely going to get sweaty and get that heart rate up, which is what we want. But the caveat with HIIT is that it's not meant to be done every day. More is not more when it comes to HIIT. You're already lifting hard, and especially with HIIT, your body needs time to recover. So because of that, I recommend HIIT maybe like 2 to 3 times per week, just judge by how you're feeling and recovering. And then on the other days, just focusing on your lifts and incorporating some lifts throughout the rest of your day. I know some people do lifts at the gym, and you can obviously definitely do that if you want, but I personally like to do it throughout the rest of my day just to break up my day and stay active. As someone who works from home, I like to get up and move so that I don't get stiff. Most people sit way too much, so I use walking my dogs as my lifts. I go for 2 to 3 walks a day, and they're usually anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. I don't like track my low intensity steady state cardio or like get stressed if I don't walk as much on a given day, but I do think it's important just in general to incorporate some low intensity movement throughout your day. So yeah, that's what I recommend. If you are actually overweight, I still recommend weight training, but you may want to pop on some additional cardio to get your calorie deficit so that you can lose some weight. Again, that's only if you really have weight to lose. If you are generally at a healthy weight and you're just going for body recomposition, again, I'd stick with HIIT a couple times a week and just some chill lifts whenever you feel like it. Again, so much of this is super personal, you guys. There's no way for me to give like blanket recommendations for everyone. So these are just like general recommendations and best practices. But as always, take what you like and make it work for you. And as always, go by how you are feeling. Okay, last but not least, let's talk about tracking progress. So lifting and gaining muscle and losing fat can be tricky. And often people get discouraged because they're addicted to their scale. When you start weight training, this may be a situation where you want to chuck that bad boy out the window because it might sabotage your motivation and mindset. This is because as you're lifting and making progress, you'll probably gain muscle mass, which is general weight, right? Muscle has weight to it. But your body fat is going down, which is weight loss. Numerically, in terms of your weight, they may even out. So you might see the same number or even higher if you're really getting it and gaining muscle. Just because the number is the same does not mean your body's going to look the same, which is why I highly, highly recommend using some other ways to track your progress. If you still want to use the scale just for reference, you do you, but I recommend progress photos and maybe other measures like body fat percentage if you have access to that. I also recommend using your clothes as a gauge, but that can be kind of hard to remember, like how stuff actually fit and felt last time you wore it. So progress photos are definitely my number one recommendation. Take them in a bikini or like in your underwear or whatever in a few different poses and take more photos after, you know, a couple weeks whenever you want to gauge your progress. This will be so much more encouraging because you aren't just looking at yourself on a random Tuesday after you ate a big meal and feel like you look huge, but be consistent with the time of day you take the photos and what you're wearing so that you can actually see the positive changes. Again, proceed with caution when it comes to the scale. And honestly, who really gives a fuck about scales anymore? Like, the number is just so arbitrary and unimportant in the grand scheme of things. If you're enjoying your workouts, if you're eating enough to fuel yourself, but not to the point that you're stuffed, and most importantly, if you're feeling good, all of that matters so much more than a stupid number. But okay, let's wrap this up. A huge key to all this is to remember that it takes time. You didn't get to your physique right now overnight, and you're not going to get to your ideal physique in a week either. Muscles need time to grow, and you got to take care of yourself for it to happen. So that means things like staying hydrated, drinking 2 to 3 liters of water a day, getting enough sleep, managing your stress. If you aren't prioritizing those things, your progress is definitely going to suffer. But I won't go into all that too much right now. But basically, yeah, just have patience and love yourself through the process. Remind yourself of your motivation, whatever reason you're doing this for, whether it's confidence or just a challenge, whatever. And that way, when you do find yourself with lower motivation on certain days, you'll be able to keep going. As I always say, you just got to tell yourself, you got this, because you do. Every freaking day, tell yourself, I got this, and go lift. let me know if you guys want more episodes about this. I was also thinking of doing an episode on like why you might not be making progress or losing fat. So let me know if you're interested in that. I'm sure it's obvious, but I love talking about this and have some big plans in the works for when I pass my personal trainer exam that I cannot wait to share with you guys. I don't want to share too much yet, but people in the Facebook group will definitely be the first to know when I'm ready to launch things. So if you're not in the Facebook group yet, make sure that you join. Just search Beaming Banana Bunch and it should pop up and I will let you in. Okay, affirmation for this week is I am healthy and beautiful. And I just want you to tell yourself that every day, because if you are focused and you have goals and you are making the small or big steps every single day to achieve those goals, you are becoming healthier every day. And you may be working to become more, you know, quote unquote, beautiful in your own eyes in the future, but you're also beautiful right now. So focus on that, love yourself through the process, trust the process and that it's going to take time, and tell yourself you got this. I really hope this episode was helpful and I hope it clears up any apprehension or hesitance you guys had about starting to lift. It's so worth it and I have never felt better personally in all my years of being fitness obsessed than I do with focusing on weight training. Okay, I love you guys so much. Have a fantastic week. Remember to leave a review for the podcast on iTunes. I appreciate it so much. Send me a screenshot and I'll send you an ebook. But yeah, that is it for this week, you guys. I will chat with you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Beaming Banana podcast. You can find me on my blog at beamingbanana.com and on all social media at Beaming Banana. I am particularly active on Instagram and love that platform, so be sure to follow me there. You can always find the show notes and resources for the podcast on my blog's lifestyle page, and I would love if you shared this podcast with someone you think would enjoy it. If you're feeling extra amazing, rate and review the podcast on iTunes. It helps others find the podcast, and I appreciate it so much. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen so that you're the first to get new episodes. That's it for now. Until next time, have a happy, healthy week.